Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to a brand new episode of Conversations from a Room. For a while now, I have been doing my show via Zoom since it's a quarantine series, but I got to come all the way down to the Sunshine State. Yep, Miami, Florida, for those of you who don't know what that is. And I'm here with the fam. I got to check in with my family and to see how everyone's doing. And today, ladies and gentlemen, my beautiful, weird sister.
Hello!
Yep, that's her. She's here to join me for this brand new episode. She and her friend are thinking about doing a podcast. They want to venture into the podcast world. And I always thought, no better way to learn something than by doing it very, very poorly. So this is her first time on a podcast. And I will be judging her harshly.
Stop.
Okay, welcome to the show, my sister.
Hello, how are you?
I'm okay, I'm here. So I know you want to do your podcast about, you thought a college theme would be kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are a college student.
Yes, I am.
And you're a junior?
Just became a junior.
You just became a junior. Well, congratulations.
Thank you. It was a rough start. It was a rough 2 years. I feel like now I'm finally on track to graduating and being an adult.
Yeah, it usually takes about 2 years to get something right.
To settle in.
I'm 28 years old, and it's taken me 27 and a half years to figure things out. So,
yeah.
Hey, at least you're ahead of me. You want to shout out to your university?
Shout out UF. Shout out Gators. You know what's good if you're listening.
That is
go orange and blue.
All right, cool. Awesome. Well, let's get into the topics. How about we just talk about what I like to talk about in the show?
Okay.
Movies. Music, and I like to ask the guests to recommend at least one book. So let's start off with the first theme of the show. What's the last movie you saw?
What's the last movie I saw? I mean, I feel like I've been watching a lot of shows instead of movies.
Okay, we can talk about shows. What's like a new show that you really got into?
I recently saw Money Heist. That was good. But I mean, it's, I don't know. I guess I kind of like watched it because mom was watching it, and I just felt bad. I didn't feel bad, but like she really liked it, like really, really liked it.
So by default, you liked it?
Yeah, but I don't think I would have watched it if I was watching it by myself.
Okay, so that's the first time ever someone promotes a show and then de-promotes it a second later.
No, but it's a great show. It's a great show. It's just, it's a lot. The episodes are like 45 minutes long.
Really?
Yeah,
it's like an HBO show.
It's like a movie.
What's like a good group show that everyone can get on board with? Because this is the perfect time to watch a lot of TV with family since we're all going to be bunkered in with them for a while.
I mean, we've been watching Schitt's Creek.
Schitt's Creek is always fun. That's like a good family safe middle
show.
Ground for everyone.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Kind of has like a little bit of everything.
Exactly.
But it gets kind of annoying. I guess I just have been watching it so much.
It's like the same thing.
Kind of repetitive.
Okay, what, how about this? What's been your favorite show in the last like 5 years?
5 years.
Or how about what's one of your favorite shows of all time?
Well, I mean, that's like easy.
Why? Keeping Up with the Kardashians?
Are you kidding me?
Because I'm right?
The Office, obviously.
Yeah,
that's
one of
like
the best of all time.
Given.
Would you say Office or
Friends,
Parks and Rec?
Parks and Rec. Mm-hmm. I've seen all of those shows from front to back.
Yeah.
But I think.
What's the show that you hold close to your heart?
I don't know. I really like Friends a lot.
Well, actually, Friends is the one show that I didn't watch until I was 23, and it was the first time I ever seen it because I had just moved to LA, and I binged it because I didn't have a lot of friends. I didn't have anything to do. So literally my only friends were Phoebe, Monica, Joey, Chandler, Ross, and Rachel.
They really do seem like your friends.
I know. It feels like you're there with them, like you're celebrating with them. But yeah, Friends, it's so funny. Have you seen the memes where people make fun of Friends saying it's like the worst show ever? Have you seen that?
No.
Oh my God. I think it's like, do you follow Shithead Steve?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, that's probably why.
But that's terrible. I would never disgrace that.
I know.
Name
I think it's
like
just
that.
A joke.
That's a really good movie.
Oh, Parasite? Yeah, you just pulled it up on your phone. Yeah, that's a great film, isn't it?
I'm trying to remember what films I saw recently. Yeah, Parasite was really good. I liked when everything just started going terribly
wrong.
Going
awry? When the whole family was finally in the house, yeah.
And then when the family was in the house and they're all like talking shit, drinking, eating, whatever. And then the family shows up from their vacation, from their camping.
Oh my God, I know. They're all hiding under the
table.
I
had so much anxiety in
that
part.
I love that it's the perfect mixture of comedy and tragedy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really good. It's like a Shakespeare play.
It kind of was, though. It kind of was.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, when it finished, I, like, sat there for, like, 5 minutes just, like, what what did I just watch?
Also, it's nice to watch a movie where there's not, like, a love interest the whole time. You know what I mean? It's just, like, about a corrupt family. Yeah. Or two corrupt families, actually.
I don't really like rom.
Oh, you're not? You don't like rom-coms?
No.
Or
oh, You is a good show that I watched recently.
Oh, You's good. Yeah, I've been hearing that a lot, too.
I watched every single episode.
But isn't season two a lot like season one? Or did they kind of twist it up a bit towards the end?
No, they twisted it up a lot.
Okay,
like,
cool.
Like, because it was very similar in the beginning. And then that's why I think they did that on purpose, to make it seem like, oh, it's just going to be, like, another, like, similar mm-hmm. season.
So they kind of lead you in that direction.
But then, yeah, once you get to, like, the fifth or so episode,
they
it's like,
pull the rug under your legs.
What?
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, those are good shows. What's, like, the last movie you saw in theaters, since theaters has been closed for so long now?
I don't even know. I think it might have been, like, The Joker.
Really?
Yeah.
That came out like 6 months ago.
Or maybe did that movie with Adam Sandler come out after?
Oh,
that?
Uncut Gems. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
That might have been the last.
Did
movie
you like
I
that
saw.
Movie?
Yeah, I thought it was good.
You should watch Good Time. That's the same directors as the guys who did.
I'm gonna put it on my list.
Uncut Gems, and I actually think Good Time was better.
Really?
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
I really like HBO shows.
Oh, HBO shows are the best, man. That's the original.
Euphoria, that's a good
show.
Oh,
I haven't seen that one yet. What
it's
is it
really
about?
Good. It's more directed towards, like, I guess, like, a high school audience.
Yeah, but that's, like, that's a what lot it's of about. The most popular shows these days are, like, high
yeah.
school shows. I mean,
yeah,
like,
that's true.
What's
the
one
that show that you told me about? That the no, game. That he runs for president of the student council.
Oh, The Politician.
I thought that show was good,
that
too.
That one was really good.
I keep thinking about shows that I love.
What?
Big Little Lies. It's a
oh.
great show.
Yeah, that is a really
that's
good
a
one.
Show.
That's another HBO.
HBO.
How was Meryl Streep in this season? I didn't really
oh,
get to watch.
Oh, she was great. She was so, like, not, like, the usual character that she plays.
I know, she was really mean, right?
Yeah, so it was, like, nice
she was, like, crazy
to see
grandma.
Her. Yeah. It was a very good
did
show.
They, did
you
they...
know, that's it.
What?
I heard that's it. They're not making
that's what
season.
I'm saying. Did they close off the series or?
Yeah, I'm so sad.
Was it a good ending at least?
I guess.
Just two. Well, the thing is, it was only supposed to be one season. And I think it just
yeah,
did
and
so
they,
well.
And it did so well, so they added on.
Did you hear that that show started off because of
Reese Witherspoon?
Yeah, it's like she has her own production company.
Well, you know it was a book.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Like,
and she started the
show. She's starting to do her own films and TV shows.
Oh, so that was produced by her?
Yeah, she's producing these shows by books that she loves to read.
I didn't know that.
She wanted to create her own work for, you know, for women to have stronger roles in Hollywood. And so she created her own production company. She reads these books that she falls in love with. And then she talks to people like, who's the other woman that's in it? Nicole Kidman. And
yeah,
she's like,
yeah.
And they both read the book and they both partnered up and were like, look, let's make this into a
oh,
show.
Oh, wow, I did not know that.
Yeah. So
well, she did a great job.
I know, right?
Tell me.
What about, let's talk about your taste in music. I mean, you're a huge music buff. You love the music scene. You know, you're working on making your own music right now. What type of stuff would you classify
I
that?
I really enjoy, like, upbeat house music.
Mm-hmm. Who are some of your
I
favorite artists who do, like, a lot of the electronic
like
music?
I like Chris Lake, Fisher.
Fisher.
Ever heard of Fisher?
Carrie Fisher.
Nope.
Okay.
Zoo?
Z-U or Z-O-O?
Z-H-U.
Oh, I was way off.
I like him and, like, Rufus
mm-hmm.
Du Sol. But, like, if I'm going to put music on, it's going to be, like, something like that. Mm-hmm. I guess I would describe it as, like, electronic music, but, mm-hmm. like, with instruments. That's what they make.
Okay, cool.
Oh, I really like Billie Eilish. I love her.
Everyone loves Billie Eilish. Yeah, she's
yeah,
pretty
I know.
Cool.
Who doesn't?
Who's, like, a good...
I love Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa. I feel like I've heard...
She's, like, pop, and I'm not really, like, super into pop, but, mm-hmm. like... If I'm gonna listen, if I'm trying to be like sassy and I'm trying to get that confidence up, Dua Lipa's first person I play.
Out of your friends, who do you think plays the best music? Are you like that one who's like everyone gives you the aux cord?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be like cocky, but like yeah, like they're always like oh like give Alexi the aux cord.
That's funny.
I know how to like talk to the audience. Like
See,
I know
that's very important.
I know how to like play songs that they like and then I'll throw in like a song that they don't know but I know that they will like mm-hmm. and so they're like oh
that's why
you're
people
playing
are like
our good music and you're playing music that we're being introduced to.
I think a good DJ needs to read the room. Okay, who who's like? who's the last artist you discovered?
Still Woozy. Very
excuse me
odd name but they are fire.
Yeah, what genre is that?
I don't even know how to explain it.
Names for bands are so weird.
It's more like
I'm going to call myself White Table. People are like, ooh.
They probably already exist. So.
That's true. Do you prefer instrumental over lyrical, or is it just a matter of what the song is doing?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Well, I mean, I obviously like lyrics in it, but, mm-hmm. like, if it was, if I had to pick a song, a purely instrumental, like, no words, mm-hmm. over, like, Adele, mm-hmm. I'd pick the instrumental song. I love Adele, mm-hmm. but, like, I just don't listen to, like, just lyrics. Mm-hmm. I like songs that have, like, beats, you know?
Because I feel like a lot of times the music that's on the radio, it's very, very repetitive.
Yeah.
And they just throw lyrics over exactly. it, and they're just, like, you obviously put lyrics into it. Some lyrics can be very poetic.
Just discovered what the genre of my favorite music is called.
What?
I've never heard this. Indie-tronica.
Indie-tronica?
It's like indie mixed with electronic music.
That sounds pretty cool. I like that.
It's like Tame Impala. That's so funny.
There you go. So you're indie electronic transformer.
A music genre that combines indie music with elements of electronic music. Yeah,
it's yeah, super I would cool. say that's like the new genre of
So I guess that's indie. My favorite type of music.
That's cool, man. I guess we figured it out together. Good job. Families work together.
That was the high five.
Okay, cool. So let's recommend one book. What's a book you've read during quarantine or just recently that you're like, okay, I need to tell other people about this, about this piece of literature.
This book is actually really good. I haven't finished it yet. I'm like really like... I think I have like ADD or something that like
we all struggle to get the
books. I always start a book and then I stop and then I kind of like dread going back to
because it's we like, live in the 21st like century. There's so much to distract us. How are we gonna sit and read a book?
This book is a really good book, and I can vouch for multiple people that have also read it, like my friends. The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck.
Yeah, that's it. I have not read it, but I do hear about that book a lot, and I hear it's really great. And Rachel's read it. She recommends it. Yeah.
I feel like people just honestly got into it. Like, my friends, because of, like, quarantine, they're like, screw it. Like, I'll read a book. But, like, it's literally been sitting in my closet for, like, 3 years. I bought it so long ago, and I was like, this is super interesting. I bought it, like, Barnes & Noble. Mm-hmm. And then, like, I just started reading it. Like,
but
yeah.
What's something that you picked up from it just right out the bat that kind of stuck to you?
The author isn't trying to say, like, just be a lazy slob and do nothing all day.
Of course.
It's more of, like, a start caring about things that really, like, mean the most to you, because if when you use all of your energy on things that aren't worth it, you know,
kind
of.
Oh, that, I see. Like,
it's saying that like you need to focus on the things
that are most important.
Yeah.
It's funny. That's basically how I live my life. Like, I'm so picky on every single thing I do, and I try to be such a perfectionist that I try so hard on everything that I don't realize that this moment's going to pass.
So important.
And I'm going to forget about it. So I might as well just focus on the most important things in my life and not try so hard to impress everyone. It's more like I'm more trying to make the people around me happy. Yeah. If I'm not perfect, I don't need to slap myself on the wrist. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I can say it's okay. We're human. You know, we all have flaws.
Exactly.
All right, guys. We have a great product here today. A lot of people now who are out of work, they've been riding their bikes a lot. A lot of physical outside activities has been going on because, you know, we got to do something with our time, and we might as well, you know, stay active, you know, be one with nature, go for a jog, go to the local swimming pool, but that's probably the worst thing you can do right now.
That's Corona swimming all up in it.
Yeah. So a lot of people have been going bike rides with their families. But a lot of us live in cold areas. And the best way to warm yourself up is by getting a butt warmer. For your bike, exactly. It's a seat warmer for your bike. And they are called hot butts. They're called hot butts because, it's obvious title. So basically, what you do, you get 6 AA batteries and you put them at the bottom of the seat. And it warms your butt.
You gotta be careful because it might electrocute you.
Oh, but that's actually the best part. A little little tingle in your wingle.
A little shock.
Yeah. what do you think of these products? I remember you used one recently. They sent us a prototype. What did you think of it?
Oh, it was great. I mean, I live in Miami, so I was already sweating a bunch.
Extra warm, though.
But hey, sweating extra calories.
I will say this, though. Do not bike in the rain. You will die.
Yeah.
But, they're very, very cool products. You get to sit on it, and it warms your butt. Yeah, it's not bad. And they make them for all bikes, cruisers, road bikes, mountain bikes, and for those weirdos out there, unicycles. So, yeah, guys, make sure to get your hot butts for your bicycle coming out this summer. I know it's the worst time to release them, but, you know, you got to start a business somehow. So make sure to check out hot butts for your
cold butt.
All right. Thanks, folks. All right, guys, back to the show. That was a very strange commercial, and I apologize for that. All right, so these are just quick questions. You ready for this?
Yes.
What is your unrealistic dream job?
I haven't really practiced a lot. This is why it's unrealistic, I guess. But like a photographer that like travels the world.
Oh, for sure. That's a great so one. Cool. That's so funny. That's like a dream job I would love to have. You know,
it's really not that unrealistic. Like, if you really want to become a photographer, I'm sure it's not that hard. But you also have to have, like, an eye for it.
You know, it's kind of a trial and error thing. You know, you just go out there, you try to take your best pictures.
Yeah.
But, you know, you could do.
There's just so many.
Well, a lot of times there are independent photographers where they just go out, take their own photos, and then they send it into, like, National Geographic or Times Magazine. Yeah. And then they get paid, like, you know, thousands of dollars for, like, one photo.
That would be super cool.
That would be kind of fun.
Just traveling anywhere.
I didn't even know you were into photography.
I mean, I
thought you just took pictures of your food.
Well, I like that too. But I mean, I'm not like super into it, but like I've always loved it.
That's cool.
It's just cool.
Why don't you get a nice camera then?
Because I'm poor.
Yeah, that's another thing too. All right, well, that's a fun one. That would be cool, traveling the world to take photos.
Once I'm rich and I'm famous, then I'll start taking pictures.
Famous from what?
And I'm bored.
Once you're rich, famous, and bored?
Yeah.
Holy moly. Jesus Christ. So you just want a big old house to do nothing in.
And take pictures.
Okay, fine. All right. Do you believe in reincarnation? And if you do, what do you think you were in your past life?
I do, but sometimes I don't. I don't know. If I could be an animal, I'd want to be an elephant.
Oh, that's perfect.
An elephant or like a lion. And then I feel like if I was reincarnated into a person, I would want to be like a really well-known actor.
Oh, that's cool. Just because for the fame or for like because you the performing, just the fame. Angelina Jolie?
Like, not her.
Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah. Like, she's so well known and so liked. Like, that's just cool.
But just for a
but
day?
But not just... as in like fame because of like the money. Like, fame as in like so many people know who you are.
That,
you know?
That would be cool.
Like, that's cool.
That would be cool. Just for the likes, you know what I mean? what's your favorite noise?
Noise? silence.
That's a good answer. Yeah, I can see that from you. All right, what's your dream breakfast?
My dream, oh my god, I could go off. I guess if I'm feeling salty,
mm-hmm.
Can it be really big?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I guess it would be a nice thick piece of toast.
Okay.
With avocado.
Sourdough?
Sourdough's fire.
Mm-hmm.
With avocado smashed on top. A fried egg. Not too runny, but not too hard. Like
sure.
In the middle. Like
right kind of
like
I agree.
Soft.
I feel you.
And then feta on top.
Ooh.
And then
feta's a lost art, bro. Oh,
feta's
great.
So good. Mm-hmm. I put it on everything. Tomatoes on top. A little bit of like onions, spices. And then a nice coffee for the side.
Nice.
Or like a matcha latte.
Sure.
And then I would have maybe some bacon and some.
Your eyes are watering right now.
And maybe like a couple pancakes. And
are you turkey bacon or regular bacon?
I mean, turkey bacon on like an everyday basis, but like mm-hmm. really regular bacon. Good.
Okay, sure.
And then
pancakes, sure. What type of pancakes? Just traditional?
Chocolate chip pancakes.
Okay.
And then maybe some fruit on the side, some like cut up strawberries, fresh bananas, slices, blueberries, just all of them.
All the fruit?
All the fruit. Oh, like shrimp and grits.
Shrimp and grits. Ooh,
that's fire.
That's real Southern right there.
That's real Southern.
Yeah, welcome to Florida.
Or what's the other one called? The one with like the toast and then the egg on top and the sauce.
That is, God, what is that called?
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, yes. One second.
With like the two poached eggs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. God, what is it called?
It's like mom's favorite.
Yeah.
Should I call her?
No. Do not call mom.
Eggs Benedict.
There you go.
I feel like I just won a game.
Damn, bro. That's awesome. And you get a free
empty
can
beer.
Awesome. All right, cool, man. That's a perfect dream breakfast. All right, speed round. You ready?
Yeah.
Dean Martin or Frank Sinatra?
Frank Sinatra.
Coen Brothers or Tarantino?
Tarantino.
Disney World or Universal Studios?
right. Wait.
Both.
Both.
Owen Wilson or Luke Wilson?
Owen.
The Office or Parks and Rec?
Oh my God. I don't know. I really like Parks and Rec, but I like Office too.
So both again?
But you gotta pick one. No, I'm gonna pick one. Parks and Rec.
All right, good answer. All right, you kind of already answered this one, but Friends or How I Met Your Mother?
Oh, that's a hard one too, but Friends.
Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Whiskey or beer?
Beer.
Or White Claw?
White Claw.
Soup or salad?
Salad.
Marvel or DC?
Marvel.
All right, this is a traditional question I have on my show, but you're my sister, so tread lightly. Indica or sativa?
Hybrid.
Okay. Old school or new school?
Old school.
Sweet or savory?
Sweet.
Early riser or night owl?
Night owl.
Tacos or burritos?
Burritos.
Star Wars or Harry Potter?
Star Wars.
Sci-fi or spaghetti western?
What's spaghetti western?
You're too young. It's like the old school okay, western.
Okay, well, sci-fi.
Okay, fine. Shortcut or scenic route?
Scenic route.
All right. Superhero or supervillain? Or the person working at the coffee shop while the building comes down?
Damn. So many different perspectives.
Yeah, I know, right? Can go in any direction.
I mean, obviously the superhero. That's like a no-brainer.
All right, fine. You want to be a superhero? Fine. Shave the day. Whatever. I don't give a crap.
What is the guy at the coffee shop going to do?
I don't know. He's the everyday person. Or he or she are the everyday person.
Well, I'm already an everyday person. So
you want to be someone else?
I want to be a superhero.
All right, fine. I'll be the villain then. I'll kill you. All right, guys, that is the end of our show.
That's the last question.
Why, do you want me to ask you anything else? Would you like to say anything else?
But those are fun. Follow me on Instagram.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
It's...
You have two of them, right? Or you like three of them?
Oh, no, yeah. I'm talking about the blog. But like, it's kind of like a cheesy name.
Go ahead.
It's wholesome.lex. Give me a follow for fire recipes.
Perfect. All right, guys. Well, that has been a special episode with my sister, Alexia. And you know what? I think before we end this episode, I'll bring on my brother, Martin, and you guys can meet Mr. Marty Lugo.
Let's do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's give a warm welcome to my brother, Mr. Martin Lugo.
What's up?
All right, man. Welcome to the show, dude.
What's up?
Welcome to Conversations from a Room.
Nice.
Well, welcome to the show, dude. I'm so excited for you to be here, man.
Mm-hmm. Dope.
All right, man. So you want to talk about some movies real quick?
Sure. All
right. So I'd love to ask you, Marty Lugo, what's one of your favorite movies?
Kung Fu Panda.
All right. That's a good one.
Nacho Libre.
All right. All the Jack Blacks. Cool. You want to add School of Rock to that album?
School of Rock.
Okay, cool. What else you got?
Armageddon?
That's because we were watching it last night on HBO.
Yeah.
Is that really one of your favorite movies?
Yeah.
How about this? Top five favorite films of all time.
Easy.
All right, let's hear it. Number one.
All right, Liar, Liar.
Sweet.
Yes, Man.
Sweet. Now we went from Jack Black to Jim Carrey. Who else we got?
Die Hard.
Bruce Willis. Good choice. Okay, you need two more.
Jurassic World.
Ooh, great. Okay, I love me some Chris Pratt. Some Bryce Dallas Howards.
Yeah.
One more, man. What's number one?
And also, Shaun of the Dead.
Shaun of the Dead. That is a great list of movies, dude. What's the last movie you've seen in theaters? How about that?
Joker?
That's what Alex said.
Yeah.
That's one of your favorite movies too, right?
Yeah.
Man, Joker's a good movie. What was your favorite scene in Joker?
I'd love to see it with Don't call me after. Just call me Joker.
Oh, when he says... When you bring me out, can you call me Joker?
Yeah.
Who do you like better as the Joker?
That movie was creepy.
That was pretty creepy.
Jared Leto.
Oh, come on. That's your favorite Joker?
No.
Oh, thank God.
It's Joaquin Phoenix.
Joaquin Phoenix is your favorite Joker?
Why did you say come on?
Oh, have you not seen Jared Leto as the Joker?
I thought he did a good job. Like, that's what I heard from people. So I'm wrong?
Yes, you're wrong.
Why?
The best Jokers.
What's the guy that he died?
Oh, Heath Ledger.
Yeah, there you go.
He was the best one, right?
He was one of the best ones, but I would say right now it's tied
and
up
also
with...
And also Mark Hamill is my favorite, too.
Oh, Mark Hamill actually plays a great voiceover of the Joker, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Marty, list your favorite Batmans in order.
All right. Christian Bale.
Awesome.
Adam Riss.
Perfect.
Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck? All right, I'll take it.
And Robert Pattinson.
You haven't even seen him
Batman?
Yet. He's going to play Batman.
Oh.
We're all very excited for that.
I am
so excited. I have high hopes for it. Let's talk about your favorite Marvel movies.
Oh.
Out of all the Marvel movies, what do you think is your favorite one?
I mean, my top five?
Yeah, what's your top five favorite Marvel movies?
Black Panther.
Sweet.
Avengers Infinity War.
Okay, so Infinity War over Endgame?
Well, I like Endgame better.
Okay, what else we got?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
Number one and two. And also one? Three.
Oh, but it hasn't come out yet.
I know.
Oh, but you still love it?
Like it?
Yeah.
Okay, me too. I'll like it too. Give me one more.
And also, Black Widow.
Black Widow. But you haven't seen it yet.
I want to see it so bad.
I know you want to see it, but what's one of your favorites?
That you've already seen.
Avengers Age of Ultron.
Age of Ultron? You like that one?
Yeah.
Actually, I actually like that one too. You know that one's like the least favorite out of the Avengers movies?
Serious?
Yeah, dude. I thought it was great.
Me too.
Who's your favorite Marvel character?
Hulk. Black Panther.
Okay, that's fine.
And Spider-Man.
Yep.
What's a guilty pleasure movie that you love?
Just Friends.
Just Friends?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that movie.
Me too.
So that's your favorite guilty pleasure movie?
Yeah.
That's a great answer. That's actually a great film, dude. That's a great answer.
I know.
What do you like about that movie so much?
So funny.
That is a funny movie.
Anna Faris, that's who it is.
And Amy Smart.
Yeah, they're all good in that movie. Okay, so let's hear your five favorite actors.
Oh, Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey's the bomb. What'd you think of him in Sonic?
Oh, he's so funny.
Yeah, he was good in that, right?
Yeah.
It was like old school Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
He played
the bad guy.
But
yeah, he plays
the
bad guy.
Is there no cartoons in it?
Well, Sonic is like a CGI character.
Oh, okay, I see. Oh, I want to see it.
But for those young kids out there, he's real in real life. Okay, who else you got? Who's your...
Tom Holland.
Oh, I love Tom Holland. What about Tom Hardy?
Tom Hardy,
yeah. He's sick. So how excited are you for Venom 2?
I'm so excited.
Do you know who's directing Venom 2?
I think it is Andy Serkis.
That's going to be sick, man.
Is that Alfred?
Oh, no. Yeah, he's going to be Alfred in the new Batman series.
Yeah.
All right, man. So what about TV shows? What's some of the TV shows you've been watching? I know you've been watching Community.
Community, Friends.
Yeah. Okay,
the
what
Office,
else?
The Office, Parks and Rec.
What about, didn't you just finish Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yeah.
Okay, how was that show?
It's good.
Yeah?
And they got another season coming out, too.
They have a new season coming out?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's awesome. What about Gotham?
Oh, yeah, Gotham's my favorite.
Did you just finish it?
Yeah.
So what's it about?
It's about Bruce Wayne becomes Batman.
So he's a kid in the show?
Yeah.
But do they have all the old villains, like Joker, Penguin, and they're young, too?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite villain on that show?
Probably Joker.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's a guy from Shameless.
Oh, the actor from Shameless and from the new Jedi game on Xbox.
Yep.
Jedi Fallen Order.
Yeah, you got it.
Right now, you've been playing a lot of video games. What's a video game that you recommend?
My favorite WWE.
Which one? The new one?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Who's on the cover of that one?
John Cena, I think. Oh, no, it's Roman Reigns and Becky Lynch.
Who?
Roman Reigns and Becky Lynch.
Bacon Ranch?
No. Becky Lynch.
Oh, Becky Lynch.
Yeah.
Cool, man. That sounds awesome.
You know, he's on WWE now.
Who's on WWE?
Ronda Rousey.
Ronda Rousey?
Yeah.
She's on WWE?
Yeah.
Do you like Ronda Rousey?
Yeah.
She's cool, man. So let's talk about some music. What's some of the music you've been listening to a lot now that you just got your Spotify account?
Yeah. And then,
Oh, yeah? What's his new album?
Oh, Music to Be Murdered By.
Oh, that's a very aggressive title.
Oh my God.
What's your favorite song on the album?
Eminem and Juice WRLD is called Godzilla.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that is a very good song.
I actually haven't listened to it. I have to check it out.
I'm not a huge fan of Eminem, but that is a good song.
You like Eminem, Marty?
I love Eminem.
Who else have you been listening to?
Post Malone.
Post Malone's great. What's another new album that came out that you've been listening to a lot?
Oh, I'm Childish Gambino.
Oh, he came out with a new album. That's right.
Yeah.
Have you listened to it?
Yeah.
Okay, cool, man. I like Childish Gambino.
Me too.
What's your favorite Childish Gambino song?
This Is America.
Yeah, that's a great song.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
this
song's
is America.
Sick. I love the music video.
Me too.
I've watched it like 20 times. It's so good.
It is good.
Speaking of Childish Gambino, have you seen the show Atlanta?
Yeah.
That show is pretty sick, right?
On Hulu, yeah.
Oh, it's so good. Do you know they're making a third season?
I know.
I'm so excited.
Me too.
All right, dude. So you got some great films. You got some great shows. Got some great musics. Marty, what is your favorite book of all time?
Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
I love those books,
book.
Dude. That is
book.
A solid answer right there. And the movies are pretty good, too.
And I saw comic books, too.
What's your favorite comic book series?
Miracle Man.
You mean Mr. Miracle?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, Mr. Miracle is one of the best comic books I've ever read.
I know.
Good answer. Okay, Marty. Oh, actually, do you want to do a quick ad?
Oh, yeah.
We all love our food.
Mm-hmm.
We eat food every single day.
Correct.
And we eat it on a plate. But the world has been getting way too much trash with all these plastic and cardboard plates. But you know what? Where can plates go when you're done with them?
In your tummy.
You can eat them. So these are edible plates. A company called...
Eat your plate. Don't be late.
Don't want to be late. So eat your plate. Marty, you try these edible plates. What's your favorite flavored plate?
My favorite plate is pancakes and sausage.
Oh, pancakes and sausage.
And they don't have any calories or carbs, so yep. Mm-hmm. Eat as much plates as you want.
It's a very dangerous design that they've created, but plates of all flavors.
And they're microwavable safe.
Marty, so I heard you had flavored plates for your birthday this year. What was the most popular flavored plate that they had at the party?
My birthday?
Mm-hmm.
Pizza.
The number one America's
My
choice
favorite food.
Is the pizza flavored plates. Alex, what's your favorite flavored plate?
If I'm having something salty, I like just the classic, like, garlic plate.
Mm-hmm. Always classic garlic.
But if I'm having a sweet dessert, I like the brownie-flavored plate.
Well, I even like the brownie-flavored plate when I'm eating, like, a cheeseburger.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet and savory. Oh. Or if you want to be healthy, they also have quinoa-flavored plates, kale, and spinach! That was spinach for people who can't hear anything. But yeah, guys, check out Don't Be Late, Eat Your Plate, Flavored Plates, a very long and terrible slogan. You can get them anywhere from Target to Walmart and your corner grocery store.
Cool.
Back to the show. Okay, Marty, here we go. This is going to be our quick questions round. If you can be reincarnated into any animal, what animal would you be?
Have you seen The Shape of Water?
Yes, I have.
I'm going to be that character.
So you literally would just be the fish monster?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
The perfect answer. Because
that's
you're
amazing.
You're basically still a human. Yeah. You're half man, half fish.
Yeah.
Dude, and you can still have sex with girls.
Yeah.
If you can have any job in the world, what would you have?
An actor.
Okay, cool. Marty, what is your dream breakfast?
My dream breakfast?
Yes.
Oh.
Omelette.
Okay, what's in your dream omelette?
Bacon,
mm-hmm.
Eggs.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's given. Yeah. There's always omelets and eggs and omelets.
Cheese.
Okay.
Ketchup.
Okay, gross. What else?
Spinach.
All right, getting healthy.
And then what do you want on like the side?
On the side, it's mustard.
Mustard? Ew, mustard on your omelet?
No. Like
what, are you, a sociopath?
No.
What about like potatoes?
I love potatoes.
Okay, what about toast? You want any toast?
I love toast.
What's your favorite type of toast?
Avocado toast.
Okay, that's a good answer. Avocado toast. And what about a drink on the side? What type of drink would you want?
Coke.
Oh, Coke with your omelet?
Yeah.
Dude, you are so American. That is disgusting. All right, Marty, we're going to do a quick round of this or that. Are you ready for this, partner?
Yeah.
Here we go. Dean Martin or Frank Sinatra?
Frank Sinatra.
Coen Brothers or Tarantino?
That's Tarantino.
Okay. Disney World or Universal Studios?
Universal.
Owen Wilson or Luke Wilson?
Owen Wilson.
The Office or Parks and Rec?
Parks and Rec.
Friends or How I Met Your Mother?
Friends.
Coffee or tea?
Tea. All
right. Whiskey or beer, if you drink any of it?
Beer.
Yeah, whatever. Soup or salad?
Salad.
Marvel or DC?
Marvel.
Old school or new school?
Old school.
Nice. Sweet or savory?
Savory.
Savory. Early riser or night owl?
Night owl.
I thought so. Tacos or burritos?
Burritos.
Star Wars or Harry Potter?
Star Wars.
Sci-fi or spaghetti western?
Sci-fi.
Shortcut or scenic route?
Shortcut.
All right, this one might be easy. Superhero or supervillain? Or the person working at the coffee shop while the building comes down?
Superhero.
Yeah, okay, I thought so. All right, Marty, that is an episode of Conversations
from a Room.
Thank you, sir. You're the best. Anything else you want to say to the listeners?
Yep.
What would you like to say?
You have to follow me at Instagram.
I'll tag your @s on the...
like your @ Marty Lugo.
Okay, yeah. I'll
tag your @.
I'll tag your @.
You can just say your username.
I'll tag your usernames to the website notes.
All right, cool.
Yeah, I'll tag all your usernames to the website notes, and people can check you out, brother.
Hey.
So, thank you so much for being on the show, guys. Marty and Alex, you have been wonderful guests on the show. I can't wait to introduce you to the people, and hopefully they don't run away crying. All right, guys, so... make sure to subscribe to the show. You can listen for free on Apple Podcasts and leave a rating and a review if you so kindly want to. And you can say whatever you want. I don't have feelings. Also, any questions or thoughts, email me. I'll leave my email in the episode notes. Spread the word. That is the best way to tell people about the show if you guys are enjoying it. And if you're not enjoying it, yeah, I totally understand. But yeah, thanks to Gilbert Louis-Ray for the theme. And this has been a wonderful show. You guys want to say anything else?
Yeah.
Spread the word. You heard?
And stay classy, Miami.
Stay classy, Miami. I like to do a little sign-off where I say, hold on, my sister's eating chips too loud. All right. Thank you for eating chips during the show. All right, guys, so this is my sign-off. I begin a sentence, and then I have you guys end it for me. Is that cool?
Cool.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Conversations from a Room. Have a nice night, and...
don't poop your pants.
Yep.
Wow, you guys are absolutely terrible. Good night, y'all. A what?
A butt seater for the bike.
A butt seater? What the hell is a butt seater?
If you bike when it's cold and you want your butt to be warm.
Oh, that's funny.
Like a butt heater. Like, you know, in the car.
That's actually really great. You want to do that?
Plates that you could eat.
Oh, perfect. I love...
when you're done, you just...
oh, like ice cream cones.
Yeah. Yep.
This is the worst episode of all time.